We are learning Masechta Shulam Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are starting approximately 13 lines from the top. First word on the line is Ovid. We start from Maskif La Rav Yehuda. It's Mars going back on the Iker Din that we just said, that there's a Din that Shomer is Mitztarif when it comes to Tumas Eichlin, and we have that Yad is Machnes Amaitzi, Shomer is also Machnes Amaitzi, but Yad is not mitzdar. Only Hashem is mitzdar. Maskelar Rav Yehuda Bar Yishmael. All the Tanah. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Masechet Uksin, a pitma shall remain. The remain, a pomegranate has like a pitam sticking out of it. So that's mitzdarefes. That's mitzdaref to the din to the. It's mitzdaref to the tumas oichlin. That's mekabel. It's mekabel tumah. Not only that's mekabel tumah through that shomer, but it even. If the piece of rima is not the size of a kebaya, that pitma could be mitzturif to it. V'haneit shaloi, on top of that crown, this pitim, there is like these little sticks sticking up. It's like a crown on top of the pitim. A mitzdar. That's not mitzdar. So what do you see from here? And the reason why it's not mitzdar, of course, is shomer al gabi shomer, which Gemara talks about later on, that shomer al gabi shomer is not enough. But, huh? It's not a yad. You can't hold it by that. It'll fall. It's too weak. If you held the remain by that, it'll snap in a second. It's not a yad. But in any case, it's a shomer gav shomer. So what's the kasha here? We just have a very funny question here. Where do we know the din of shomer from? That shomer is a tzarif. We know from the pasuk a kol zera zerua and kederach for yodam metzien lezeria chita beklipasa. The way we know that klipa is mitzdarif to the chita is because that's the way you plant it. You plant it with its husk. You plant it with the klipa. But a rimoin, you don't plant a rimoin with its crown. That's not how you plant it. V'mai kori kan a kol zera zeruah v'leka. You can't. This is not kol zera zeruah. You don't plant a rimoin with its crown. That's not how you plant a rimoin. You plant a rimoin seed. You don't plant with the crown. So how can you say that's called a shomer? The Gemara is just taking it very literally right now. That the pasuk says that how you plant it. You don't plant it that way. Visu, another kasha, other tanana, arva reit. Our Mishnah says that arva reit v'kipa, and the arva is considered a shomer. But there you don't plant. You don't plant skins, hides. Mitzdarf l'tam tov zayich lemanon. How do you know? Like Rashi explains the question. He says, "Umasis nami dektoni ar mitzdarif mishum shomer like siv shomer el bezroyim v'taim mishum bezara lebehadeu." It's because you plant that way. So who told you ar is a shomer? So Gemara says, "It says menol ella tlosa kroyek siv." It says three times the word zera. I call zera zruah shizreya. Chad l'shomer bezroyim v'chad l'shomer de'ilonois. It goes in hadraga. The first one is Zerayim because there he planted with it. There, it's even better because it protects the fruit. So even while it's growing, so it has more shaychus to zera. And idach l'shem b'basav v'dagim, nothing to do with growing. Stam, it protects the basav beitzim v'dagim. That's also called a shomer. So the Gemara vayte. Om Rav Chiya Ba'ashi, Om Rav Nugamara. Yes, yad l'tumah and yad l'hechsher. This din that the yad ki machnes tumah moitzi tumah is only by tumah. This din yad, the handle, but no handle hechsher, which means you have this apple, it has a stem, and the stem gets wet. Is that considered hechsher or not? Zokt Rav Chiya Ba'ashi, no. Shem Rav, no. That's not a hechsher. The yad's not no yad l'hechsher. Rav Yechonah, yes, yad l'tumah v'lehechsher and a hechsher. But my commitment, what's machlekes? If boy is a svara, boy is a mikra. Some say it's a svara, some say it's a kra. In the beer machlekes, if boy is a mikra, my svara. The pasuk that says by the case of yad, it says lachem. So in the pasuk of machnes, it says like this: v'chi yuta mayim alzera, mayim is someone hechsher. V'nafam nevlosam alav tami ulachem. So in the pasuk of tumah. To be machnas tumah lechem teaches yad is machnas tumah. If you take lechem, put it at the beginning of pasuk, you yutamayim al zera. So it's going even on hechsher as well. So marasav a mikra nirzul fon of lefayim vonav. No, only goes on tamayu lechem. Doesn't go back on yutamayim, and therefore is no din yad lehechsher. Marasav a mikra nirzul fon of lefayim vonav. It goes all the way back to the beginning of pasuk yutamayim is din lechem din yad. That's the biar machlekes. The boy is saying that it's a svar that comes like this: Marsova hechsher tchilas tomahu, or Marsova hechsher lav tchilas tomahu. Shavas hechsher tchilas tomahu. So the Achrayim explain. Be'etzem, we have a Gemara Amud Aleph that says that Hechsher is nothing to do with Tumah. Hechsher is a Svara, it's a Gemar. So that's what the Man Yama holds, Ein Yad LeHechsher holds. Yeah, Hechsher is nothing to do with Yad. It's not a Tumah Hechsher. Hechsher is a Gemar. So, of course, no, then Yad. The other Man Yama says, no, it's not a Gemar. It's a Xeris Akosov that you need Hechsher. It's a Xeris Akosov, so it's like Tumah. It's Chilas Tumah. Part of Tumah is you gotta get wet first, then Tumah. So then it has then Yad. That's the Biyam HaKlaikas. So either we have a Svara HaKlaikas or Mikra, or HaKlaikas Mikra. So the Gemara writes, the Tanya Kavah say to Rabbi Yechonon, Kishem Shiyash Yad L'Tumah, Kach Yash Yad L'Hechsher. Just like it's Din Yad L'Tumah, there's a Din Yad L'Hechsher. So the Brisa says, like Rabbi Yechonon, that there's a Din Yad L'Tumah, Yad L'Hechsher. Kishem, and the Brisa goes further, a different point, Kishem She'ei Mekabel M'Tumah El Kishishu, just like it's not Mekabel Tumah, only after it gets detached, the same thing, it's not mekabel hechsher until it gets nitlash. And Rashi explains, there's no hechsher till nitlash. Rashi says like this, so Rashi says like this, how do I know taka it's not mekabel tumah while it's still attached? Because if it was mekabel tumah while it's still attached, so then everything would be everything would ain't shrotzim mitzuyin. That's done means that everything would be tummy al shrotzim. So it can't be that tummy when it's attached. So Frank Taisvis, if that's the svara, I have the same svara by hechsher also. Hechsher also. If it would be hechsher waltz mechuber, so everything would be hechsher waltz mechuber. And that Taisvis says it wouldn't be strict tamer. Taisvis the maskul kashem at the end of Taisvis. Yeshon the inza tamer kol kachim nema the hechsher akol b'mechuber adik sham zefan zram. Wouldn't be strict tamer. So that's what has to be learned out of a kashem. On kapodim that but to write the Rav Yechonon the yesh yad lehechsher. Comes the next Gemara, and the next Gemara is a big machlokes Rav Rav Yechonon. We would start here, but since it's a continuation on Daf Kuf Yutes, so we're going to have to stop here. We're going to have to really put in a good day tomorrow. A kshmak machlokes if what the shear is for to be a yad for something. What's the shear? How much do you have to have a yad and a shomer?